Today was one of those mornings for some reason where a lot of things seem to be occurring to me just in prayer. It's funny when God gives you just these sort of moments, just little moments sometimes of just sort of peeling back the veil that's sort of around our daily living, and he lets you see like little things. It was just for a moment I had just put my stole on under my chasuble. And, you know, usually you're always trying to make sure the thing is straight because it's constantly, like, longer on one side than the other. And I was looking in the mirror, and for some reason I just stopped and I closed my eyes. And I thought, I was like, if we only spent more time standing in front of the crucifix than we did standing in front of the mirror. So then I moved over to the crucifix, and I stood in front of the crucifix for a little while. But it was just this great reminder of the humility that we're constantly called to in our life, how easy and how tempting it is to be self-focused. You know, nothing's a greater example than that, than a mirror, you know? And so, and it really reminded me of St. Andre Bessette today. And even today, there was a moment where I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll just celebrate one of the days of Christmas, because after all, St. Andre Bessette is an optional memorial. And then John can tell you, I walked in and told him that, and no sooner did I kneel down and start to pray, and I walked back in and I said, I changed my mind, we're doing St. Andre Bessette. You know, it's like today, or this year is a year of St. Joseph, and St. Andre Bessette is a great, great example of humility and had a great, great devotion to St. Joseph. And, you know, he's really famous for being just a humble doorman, essentially, at Notre Dame College in Quebec. He basically said they showed him the door and he remained there for 40 years as the doorman. And he's really known for a lot of his work with the sick. He used to take the oil from one of the lamps in the chapel and he would go and anoint a lot of the sick with the oil. And then he would always pray. He would always ask for the intercession of St. Joseph for those sick people. And you know, a lot of news of him, many healings happened on behalf of those prayers. And so many people were starting to give the credit to St. Andre. But he always gave the credit back to our Lord and to the intercession of St. Joseph. But as with these difficulties, as he grew in popularity, he constantly tried to shift the focus to our Lord and to St. Joseph. But that's difficult for a lot of people because they became kind of attached to him. But ultimately, he always, always passed that credit on to our Lord and to St. Joseph. And he also promoted a building of a great basilica of St. Joseph, started to be built about 10 years before he had died. And he died in 1937 at the age of 91 years old. And it was said that 1 million people walked by his casket at his funeral, even though during some of his life, he was actually persecuted by many. Many believed in what he was doing, but many people also persecuted him, thinking that he was some sort of a charlatan or something like that. But if we listen to his actual example, he never took the credit for himself. He always gave it to our Lord and always gave it to the intercession of St. Joseph for the help that people received, for the healing they received. He never drew the attention to himself, but he always passed it to our Lord, which reminded me of that example of the mirror this morning. If only we spent more time in front of a crucifix than we did in a mirror just in our lifetime. What a transforming experience that could be. We hear in the first reading that perfect love drives out all fear. Much of what you hear about when you're a priest is people being afraid. You know, and I'm not going to lie, I have my moments as well. But part of the reason I think I became a priest is because a lot of fear had been removed from my life through the circumstances of my life. I was able to see how loved I was by God and then felt as if I was called to return that love to his people, which I think leads to the importance of us loving those that we have the opportunity to love the most. That's the hardest one. Often we would love to choose our own crosses or our own sufferings. There's that great temptation to say, like, oh, Lord, I'll sleep on the floor. Or like, I'll fast like this day and that day. But then all of a sudden when a cross is given to us, we're like, ah, no, not that one, Lord. I don't want the cross of my mother-in-law. I don't want the cross of my, of my son who never listens to me or doesn't practice the faith anymore. But you know what? We need to do the best at loving those that have been given to us, our families, our friends, those that we see all of the time. But as many of you have probably heard me say in the confessional, they are literally our nearest occasion of sin, but they are also our nearest occasion of love, of actually coming through for the Lord and loving them. And remember, true Christian love is willing the good of the other. It doesn't always mean that every moment that you're going to get along, per se, but you always desire and pray for their ultimate good, so that you can love them the best, so you could literally love them to heaven. That's what we're called to do. And we could see when our hearts become hardened, like it says that the apostles were still in that boat. They still couldn't even quite absorb, even though they were there, they were actually present to see the 5,000 fed. And they didn't even quite get it yet, our Lord tells us, because their hearts were hardened. We need to continue to pray, to ask for a softening of our hearts so that we can receive God's love, so that we're able to give it to others. And examples like St. Andre Bisset, and then, of course, St. Joseph during this year will be constant examples to us. God bless you all today.